suppose when we look around the world and we look at all the natural disasters that are happening at the moment or indeed at any time, it's a fairly understandable thing that either those of us who are looking at these disasters or indeed those of us who might be enduring or suffering as a result of these disasters might say, how can God let this happen? And whenever I hear that question, and it's a very valid question, whether you believe in God or whether you don't believe in God, I think rather than have a complete, absolute, slick answer, because there isn't an answer to a question like that, you have to be prepared to go on a journey. And the first thing I think about a journey like that, a journey in thinking, is there's a moment of decision. Do I simply reject God on the basis of all of this? That if there is a God who permits this imperfect world, which produces suffering and so much of it innocent suffering, then surely that God is of no use to us. There's a scandal in that. And morally, if not intellectually, we should just say no to that God and get on and do the best that we can in a world that is imperfect, with people that are imperfect, but at least we don't have the burden of a cruel and imperfect God. So that's one decision I can take. The other is, in a sense, not as logical and is much more of a risk, and that's to say, okay, I do believe that there is a God in all of this. I do believe that there is a God who made this world, who does love the world that he made. And so what sense can this happening, this suffering, this violence, this destruction make for a God who does love? And it's that moment of decision then decides everything. Because once I go with this God, whom I do believe and I do know to be a loving God, who made this world, then I begin a journey. Now, where does that journey take me? Well, first of all, it takes me back to God himself. And I realize that there's something the matter with this understanding of God that I have. If I think I can just wear God as an amulet or as some magic spell which prevents me suffering. One of the things that's very clear in our Christian faith is that belief in God doesn't prevent suffering. We have a crucified Savior. And so in some way, suffering, innocent suffering, is the very scandal at the heart of our faith. And not just at the heart of our faith, but at the heart of the God that we know and we love and we worship. So, from that point of view, I then begin that journey into God, but also into the reality of the world that I live in.